Well, good morning. We are facing another time as a congregation today that we have never, I've never experienced anything like this in my 27, 25 years of ministry. And we definitely need God's love and grace today. And if you'll notice that the whole theme of the service is going to be on God's love today. We want to welcome you. And we're especially praying for God's love and comfort. You know, many times we pray for families that lose loved ones. But our congregation, which is a family, has lost way too many loved ones here recently. And we need God's comfort and love and grace today. And let's open up our hearts to receive what God wants to do today in our midst and in our presence. And a little bit later on, we'll be talking about in Christ, there God has done something amazing that we are a part of and that we have experienced. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. But as we begin, let's stand and give God glory today as we sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it
Well, let's join together for our call to worship there in the bulletin this morning. The goodness of God beckons. The grace of God redeems. The love of God welcomes. Well, let's join together and do this this morning. Let's lift up our worship to the Lord. We're going to be singing a hymn. I don't know if everybody knows this one, but it's been a while, and it's 456, Jesus Loves Even Me.
I am so glad that Father tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget Him and wander away, still Jesus loves me wherever I stray. Back to His dear loving arms would I flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. One song I can sing when in His beauty I see the great King. This shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Sing that again. I am so glad. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. One more time. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me, Jesus loves even me.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of goodness and grace, gather us in your arms of love. Where there is darkness, bring light. Where there is sadness, speak hope. Where there is despair, bring possibilities. Gather us in Christ that we may be strengthened with faith and courage to press on in your love and goodness. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to sing our Lenten song there a couple times this morning. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Sing it again. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come down, if they would make their way.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Okay. So I'm going to ask you to do something for me. And you only have to do it if you want to. Okay? So you don't have to if you don't want to. But if you want to, then you can come and do it. I need a hug. Does anybody want to come and give me a hug? I know the boy. I knew the boys were going to come. Come on. Anybody want to give me a hug? Nobody wants to give me a hug. I thought Caroline and Elizabeth would, because they always give me a hug on Sundays. Are you going to give me a hug? No, they're not. You don't want to do it for them. No, I guess not. Elizabeth, you want to give me a hug? Oh, I thought you would. I thought you were going to come and give me one. You know, sometimes, do you just ever need a hug from your mom and dad? Not really? You must be doing pretty good in life then. Sometimes we need hugs. Why is that? Because sometimes when we have tough weeks, we just need to be reminded about God's love and somebody loving us. And when you get a hug, it helps us, or at least it helps me. Well, really, it helps my wife, because she always asks for hugs, so. But sometimes you just need hugs. Don't hugs make you feel good? It's like holding your teddy bear or whatever you might have, or your big Pooh Bear or your dragon or elephant or whatever toy you like to hold on to. You have no toys that you like to squeeze. None. Wow. Yeah, what about a little piggy? Aren't you going to grow up and show piggies? No. You better watch it. You have to go to the doctor after giving yourself whiplash there. So today we're talking about God's love in Jesus. And we know that scripture. I think we've learned it at BBS before, and probably Sunday school, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes or trusts in him will not perish, but have eternal life." What do you think that means? God gave us Jesus. God loved us so much. God loves us so much. They gave us Jesus. What do you think? What?
He hugged us.
Yes, yes. He hugged us. Did you hear that? Interesting. Yes, that was God's way of hugging the world. And sometimes our world needs a hug. Just like we need hugs once in a while. Yeah. God sent Jesus so that if we put our trust in him, we can have life like God has life. That's what that means. You realize that? God loves us so much that God wants to be with us forever. And I wonder, I bet God gives good hugs. You know why? You know why I believe that? Because when Jesus was in the world, one day he was teaching, and his disciples got a little upset about the kids coming around. And Jesus said, don't get upset with them, for they are of the kingdom. And you know what he did? Jesus invited those kids to come and sit on his lap. And you know what I bet he did? I bet he gave them hugs, whichever ones came. Do you think you would sit on Jesus' lap if he invited you to sit on his lap? Would you let Jesus give you a hug? You wouldn't. Yeah. So, that's because God loves us. And God loves us a lot. And God will never stop loving us. Do you know why? Because God's love is unbreakable. You can't stop God's love. You can't smash God's love. You can't throw it down. It'll just keep coming at us because God loves us so much. God's always wanting hugs because God loves us. You know, that's kind of what happens when we worship. When we sing and when we pray and when you go downstairs and you get to hear the lesson and you color and do your project. Worship is kind of God's way of hugging us. And we hugging God. Now, I think you understand that's not literal. It's kind of a metaphorical hug. You know that, what's the emoji? Come on, you, those of you that are younger. Isn't the emoji like this that's supposed to be getting a hug? Am I right or wrong? Oh, no, nobody's really giving me an answer on that one. Sometimes when you do a little search for the emojis, you just put a hug in, and I think it's the one that comes up like this, like you're getting a hug.
Right.
Yep, hug. So, emoji, God's hugging us. Jesus is hugging us. Yes, yes. Or you can go like this. All right, you can go downstairs.
As we go to our time of prayer, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. We will let you do that, and then we'll take some time to pray. So somebody this morning, yes. Unspoken, yes. Somebody else this morning, yes. Who?
Linda.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering. She's missed several Sundays, so
And do you know you said aunt, Ellie's aunt. Do you know her first name?
No.
Okay. Well, God knows who that is. So, somebody else, yes. Okay. Unspoken this morning. Somebody else? Yep.
My uncle Herb Caulfield recently had a heart valve replacement this past week. He fell and fractured a vertebrae.
Ooh.
Going to be seeing a spine specialist.
Okay. So we want to remember Herb this morning with that broken vertebrae and for God's touch upon him. Yeah.
A joy. We filled 5 boxes for the college kids to the brim, and Kathy was gracious enough to take them to the post office for us.
Oh, that's good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that so much. I know that's going to be a blessing to those young people. It always was to my daughters. I thought I saw another hand on this side. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody else. Look over that way. Go
ahead.
Yes, it is. Wow, praise God for that. That's that is a blessing, yes.
The joy that Kara has ear surgery on Thursday at Cleveland Clinic, and her hole in the eardrum was repaired and closed with a skin graft also. And I was able to go out to be with her. Then the sorrow is our friend Mary Lou that I've talked about, classmate. She's in hospice.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, and especially with Kara, and that's a good thing. I got that taken care of. I know Jody's still struggling a little bit with that infection she had, and her ear hearing is not what it's fully supposed to be, and she's going to be going in. I think she's going to be going to see another specialist, a different one, to get a second opinion. But speaking of Jody, I'll just mention this now. Please pray for her. She's got a sinus infection, and the preliminary thing said she didn't have strep, but we're kind of waiting on the one that got sent out to verify it for sure. And so appreciate your prayers for her. Somebody else. I saw another. Yep. I can imagine he's on our monthly list, and we definitely want to continue to lift up him for God's healing. Did I see another hand over here? Yeah.
Friend Becky and Unspoken.
Okay. Let's see. Unspoken. And who did you say?
Becky.
That's what I thought you said. Okay. And pray for her this morning and the need there. Anybody else? Yeah. Okay, so we want to pray for the Thomas family with that loss, the Gein family with that loss. Can you please tell me your first request? Because people were coughing and I did not hear anything you said.
Sean and Joel.
What?
Sean and Joel.
Oh, Sean, okay, yeah. Yeah, and okay, so we want to remember Shauna and that back pain and what's going on there. Anybody else then this morning? Anybody else? So we see the different ones that are mentioned there, and also praying for our own community of faith, for our church, and our grieving that has really been going on for a while here. So, and our folks, and I did mention the Gein family, but we think of the Maxson family involved with that, and others. And all that's involved there, extended out. So as she plays, it'll give you a chance to pray, and then I'll come and close us out this morning.
Gracious God, as we pause today, we just want to thank you for your love for us. Your amazing love that you showed through Jesus. And we thank you for your promise that you give beauty for ashes. That something beautiful comes out of mourning and loss. And sometimes it can be things that are new and different. We don't always understand everything that happens in our lives, Lord, but we know that we can look to you and trust in you, the author and finisher of our faith. And so today we look to you as the one who heals, who brings peace, who brings comfort, who brings joy, who brings gladness for sorrow, and all of those things in the midst of our community that is hurting and mourning so much loss that we've experienced in the last 7 months. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. Lord, we lift up this aunt with the infection today. We ask for your healing touch there. We lift up Linda, Lord. We don't know exactly what's going on, but we pray for your grace and your hand to be extended there. Lord, we lift up Dex's uncle that has this broken vertebrae. God, we just pray for your healing touch there and your hand, Herb, Lord, this morning, that you would minister to him. We pray for Linda's friend, Mary Lou, Lord, that's in hospice and she doesn't have long. We pray for your peace and your comfort for her and the family today. We lift up Chris. Thank you that he's back home, but we continue to pray for recovery and healing. And for Becky today, Lord, whatever that need may be, God, you know what it is, and we just lift it up to you today. We pray for Jody, God, for your healing touch for her, not only with this sinus infection, but also, Lord, with her hearing in that one ear, God, we ask for your healing touch. Thank you, Lord, for the good news that we heard about Larry, God, today, and that his cancer has become dormant and in remission, God. And we just pray for your continued strength for him and your touch upon him, Lord. We pray for Shauna, God, that you would just minister to her and bring her hope in the midst of the pain that she's desperately experiencing, God. And we pray for your touch there. Lord, we pray for the Thomas family today, for the loss of that loved one, for your comfort, for your peace and your comfort. We pray for the Gein family, the Maxim family, all of them that's involved there with the loss of Bev, and our own family here at Lost Creek, her church family, and so many others throughout the district, the school district that know her. Lord, we pray for your comfort and your peace today and your love, and that you would wrap your arms around us and be with us, we pray, as we are grieving this loss, Lord, today. And Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, Lord, so many that are facing serious illness, and we pray for your healing touch. We pray for strength. We pray for faith. We pray for comfort, God, today, as only you can do, each one of them, Lord, as we pray and bring them before you, that you would minister as only you can do. Lord, I just ask your blessing upon the rest of our service, Lord. As we break the bread of your word today, may you speak to us as we think about the new covenant today and all that you did, O God, through Jesus. And we're thankful and grateful for all of those things. As we lift them up and ask them now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for your time of prayer with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we want to thank you for your faithfulness. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together for our prayer of dedication. Merciful God, you have richly blessed our lives. Bless these gifts that they may bestow your love and grace in the world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages this morning. Both of them are our lectionary readings this morning. And, well, come on. So let's begin there with our first one, a very familiar passage that we all know, John chapter 3. And we're going to be reading verses 14 through 17, and then we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so must the human one be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And then Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. At one time, you were like a dead person because of the things you did wrong and your offenses against God. You used to live like people of this world. You followed the rule of a destructive spiritual power. This is the spirit of disobedience to God's will that is now at work in persons whose lives are characterized by disobedience. At one time, you were like those persons. All of you used to do whatever felt good and whatever you thought you wanted, so that you were children headed for punishment just like everyone else. However, God is rich in mercy. He brought us to life with Christ while we were dead as a result of those things that we did wrong. He did this because of the great love he has for us. You are saved by God's grace. And God raised us up and seated us in the heavens with Christ Jesus. God did this to show future generations the greatness of his grace by the goodness that God has shown us in Christ Jesus. You are saved by God's grace through his faithfulness. This salvation is God's gift. It's not something you possess. It's not something you did that you can be proud of. Instead, we are God's accomplishment, created in Christ Jesus to do good things. God planned for these good things to be the way that we live our lives. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. Well, now this is one of those jokes that we really don't practice in our lives, but I liked it anyways. Billy Bob and Bubba were out in the woods hunting when Billy Bob suddenly grabbed his chest and fell to the ground. He didn't seem to be breathing, and his eyes started to roll back in his head. Bubba whipped out his cell phone and called 911. He gasped at the operator, "I think Billy Bob is dead. What should I do?" The operator, in a calm voice, said, "Just take it easy and follow my instructions. First, let's make sure he's dead." Then there was silence and a gunshot. Bubba's voice came back on the line, "Okay, now what?" Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those that, but it did make me chuckle a little bit. I want to talk about unbreakable this morning. Unbreakable. What comes to your mind when you hear the word unbreakable this morning? An unbreakable bond? An unbreakable friendship? An unbreakable contract? I don't know, maybe something else is coming to your mind. Since the first Sunday in Lent, we have been talking about God's various covenants. The Noahic covenant with all of humanity. We talked about the Abrahamic covenant with all of Abraham's family and his descendants, and on and on. And then we talked a little bit last week about honoring God, when we talked a little bit about the Sinai covenant with the Ten Commandments and the keeping of Sabbath. Today, we are considering God's covenant in Christ Jesus. Both of our readings this morning describe how God's love in Christ overcame death that ruled over the world and over people's lives through sin. Ephesians says that not only has God's love conquered that, but that we have been made alive together, and we have been raised up together and seated together in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. All of those things are the amazing things that God has done for each one of us. But I want you to see that it's not just individual that gets emphasized, because usually we talk about my salvation, what I personally experience. But Paul here talks about it collectively. We've been raised up, brought together, lifted and exalted together as the people of God in Christ Jesus. We share something amazing together this morning. What do we share? First of all, we share in God's unbreakable love. It's what I talked to the kids about earlier. God's unbreakable love. God's love gave us Jesus. John 3, as Jesus clearly let us know, God sent his son into the world because God loved and gave us that so that we can experience God's eternity life. Did you hear what I said there? God's eternity life. I can't think of her name now, but there is a female scholar who wrote a 2-volume commentary on John. And in that, she said we should not say everlasting life and we should not say eternal life, because the emphasis is not on duration. The emphasis is that we have received God's life. The very life of God, eternity life, that has been put into us. And Paul says that God is so rich in mercy that he gave us this new life in Christ Jesus. Do you know eternity life is in you today? That eternity life is dwelling in you? It's the same thing that Paul argues for in Romans when he says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And one day, because that Spirit dwells in you, he's going to quicken us and make us alive at the resurrection. That's what we're talking about this morning. This is that unbreakable love. God's love, listen to me, God's love is so powerful, it scoops us up in our imperfect lives and becomes one with us and makes us alive in Christ. I bet you, if Bev was here right now this morning, she would be saying, amen, Jason, amen. Because if you know her and her faith, she would be right here talking about it. He made us alive. That's God's love. We don't earn it. It's not something that we've accomplished. It's not something that we can take credit for. It's not something we can brag about. It's something that God has done. And not only did God's love give us Jesus, but God's love eases our burdens. Is your burden heavy today? If you're like me, it may be. God's love in Christ carried our burdens, our failures, our worries, and death's grip to the cross so we may experience eternity life. God took us from being dead, as Paul said, and raised us up with Christ, making us, listen to this, making us into a beautiful piece of art. We are God's poem. We often hear it as God's workmanship, or in our reading today, it was God's accomplishment. We are God's beautiful work of art. God is painting us. And what God started long ago, you know, sometimes artists take decades sometimes to paint pictures. Guess what? God paints on us our entire lives. Yeah, little thing here. God's never finished with us. God is always working on us. God is making us into a work of art, a poem that shines forth in good works, because that's what we were made for.
And that's what I want you to hear this morning. That's God's unbreakable love that is working in our lives every day, whether we realize it or feel like it or not. God's unbreakable love. Second thing we experience amazingly is God's unbreakable covenant. Now, that's what we've been talking about pretty much through this whole thing. What am I saying there? I'm saying that God's promise through Christ is a gift of grace to us. Just like I said with every one of those messages, I talked about the gift of grace that the world received, and that Abraham and his family, and by the way, Paul says, because we are in Christ Jesus, we are descendants of Abraham who have experienced the covenant results of that in Christ Jesus. And that's why we experiencing everything that we do today. And then with the Noahic Mosaic covenant, the Sinai covenant is sometimes called, that's a little different. That's why I said last week, God skips Mosaic covenant and goes back to Abraham and faith and trusting in God to receive the promise in the new covenant. But all through that, Christ and God's promise through Christ is a gift of peace. And here's what I want you to hear this morning. Christ's faithfulness, everything he did in life, and going all the way to the cross and coming out on the other side, which we will be celebrating in the next few weeks, is God's way of keeping faith with us and with the world. That's why Paul says we're saved by grace. It's a work of God in our lives. And we are with God in Christ Jesus now. And Christ's faithfulness is God's unbreakable bond with us that both begins and ends, is initiated and fulfilled in God's love. We don't lose it. It's there. You know, in all the years that I've been pastoring, I've always faced Christians that have come to me and said, "Pastor, I blew it. I don't think God loves me anymore. I messed up too bad." Listen, there is nothing we can do that will take us out of the hands of God's love. Paul says, life, death, principalities, powers, nothing on earth can take us out of God's love. No bad choice, no mistake we make in life, whatever it may be, nothing can take us out of God's love. And because of that, God's promise through Christ helps us lay aside our burdens. So, let me just say something. Sometimes in life we carry burdens that Christ comes along and eases. He says, "Take my burden. It's light. It's easy." But there's some burdens that we're carrying around that we were never meant to carry. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, I watched a movie entitled The Mission. I don't know if anybody ever watched that movie or not, which centered around the work of Jesuit priests in the 18th century in South America. Robert De Niro, if you know Robert De Niro, the actor, he played a former soldier named Rodrigo, who captured natives in South America and sold them into slavery. In a fit of rage that he and his brother had over a woman, Rodriguez ended up killing his own brother, which caused him to seek refuge and retribution for his sins at the local Jesuit monastery in the city. Disgusted with what he had become, Rodriguez asked for a cell where he can be left to die for his sins, because he just refused to accept that God loved him and God had grace and forgiveness for him. Instead, he wanted to do penance, which means you personally pay for your sins through a series of things. The penance that the priest decided to give him was to join them as they made their arduous climb up the mountain to live and with and share the good news of Christ's love with the natives he had once enslaved. Rodrigo agrees, but only if he's allowed, listen to this, but only if he's allowed to drag his weapons and his armor that he was so proud of in life, the metal vestiges of his former life, up that mountain as he went with them. And it was tied to him on a massive rope that was tied around his neck, and he pulled behind him. In order to make his journey painful and difficult, so he could pay for his sins. After a long, grueling trek, the priest arrived in a jungle village with Rodriguez slowly bringing up the rear, exhausted, knowing he will most likely be killed by the natives who once began to recognize him. Indeed, this looks to be the case as the villagers run to the muddy, depleted slave driver, grabbed his hair from the back, and forcefully pulled a knife up to his neck. Taking notice, the chief calls out to the villager with the knife at his neck, who then removes it from De Niro's neck. And instead, he goes and cuts the rope that was around his neck. And all of a sudden, what was behind him, all that armor, all those weapons in that net, went over the cliff of the mountain and fell down into the river below. Rodriguez, after that happened, dropped to his knees and began to weep as the villagers and the priests surrounded him. What heavy weight of the past are you carrying around your neck? What insult, failure, or past pain can you not release? What deadness needs to be made alive today in you through Christ Jesus? Guess what, folks? It's time to cut the rope. It's time to let the burden go over the cliff and disappear into the river. Let God's love and let God's covenant shape you this morning so that we can live in the world as a light today. Because God's love and God's covenant are unbreakable in Christ. Amen and amen. Well, a lot to think about from that this morning. And as we each wrestle with that in our own way, let's just take a moment and reflect on what God is doing in our lives, has done. And before we greet one another, just close your eyes for a minute right there where you are. Maybe there is something you've been carrying that you need to let go of. Maybe there's a heaviness that you just feel like you have to carry to pay for something that happened in your life. God's saying, let it go today. Let go of it. Release it to me. And I will give you my burden, which is light, and my yoke, which is easy. Receive from him today. Don't hold on to those things anymore. Release it to him. Jesus, we release our burdens, our failures, everything else to you today. Come and free us, we pray, that we may be your light and experience you in a new and fresh way, that we can know that your love and your covenant with us is unbreakable. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take a moment and shake a couple hands and greet one another there, and then we'll close out with our little choruses there of Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. No, I don't want, yeah. You can go ahead and start playing here. If you'd like to use your hymn book, or you can sing along on the PowerPoint, we're singing all three verses this morning.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gated open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let His little child come.
Let's join together for our benediction. As God has shared the best with us, may God's love surround us, Christ's strength renew us, and the Spirit's wisdom guide us this week. Amen.